Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome everyone. I am your host and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. My goodness, do I have a show for you today. We have a special, very amazing guest. And my goodness, I don't know, if you guys are not prepared today, I might make you cry. And it's not my intention. It's because we have Tong Campbell, a very amazing guest. And you probably have heard of, seen him on television and some radio show, and we have them here. We have him here today to talk about his story, his amazing story with us today to share. Today is, we are live, by the way, everyone. We've been having some recorded shows, which is okay. Not everybody feels comfortable being live on radio or television. Not the case of my guests. Of course, we have been having some experience with that. But today we are live, and we are, it's July the 7th. This is our second day coming back from our week off. Some of you know here in Canada, North America, as a matter of fact, is the summer holidays. The kids are out, and we take a couple of weeks here and there throughout the summer to spend with our family members. So today is the 7th. I want to extend, again, a huge, huge thanks to everyone who accommodated us, who treated us like royalty in Ottawa, Canada's capital. And you have no idea what it's like to celebrate Canada Day at Canada's capital. It was just amazing to see the fireworks, the amount of people that is at the capital's, Canada's capital, Ottawa. Everybody dressed in red and white with flags, Canada flags all over. I did mention a little bit about yesterday, but I can't. I think I'm going to go through the whole week talking about how wonderful it is. I think this is our second time, I think, that we have celebrated Canada Day in Ottawa, and it's just amazing. Every year is just fantastic. Thank you, everyone, for accommodating us, for treating us like royalty, and for just being there, just celebrating another year in wonderful Canada. And I have to stress that because you know this show is all over the world. We are right now being listened to Australia. Good morning to my Australian listeners. We are listening in South America, Central America, Jamaica, Netherlands, here through our 10 beautiful, wonderful provinces, United States. We have huge following in Washington, D.C., Texas, Kansas, North Carolina. My goodness, the list goes on. We are also being listened in England. Europe is getting there as well. Hello to my friends in Turkey, Nigeria, Ukraine, Spain, South Africa, and I keep looking at my world map that is in front of me, and I keep picking, the names of countries and places, and I started to name all of the countries and places of people, and I'm running out of time, so I can't do that anymore. But thank you so much, everyone, for your support. Thank you for being part of this amazing network, for this radio show that is not just promoting people, talking about their books, their businesses, but also motivating them and giving them amazing stories, just like what you're going to hear today. If you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, please email us. Our email is very easy, is radio@lizt.ca. Radio, because it is a radio show, at lizt.ca. CA for Canada. And I want to thank my sponsors, because without you, everyone, this show would not be possible. Again, it's radio@lizt.ca, because I want to know who you are, what you do, contact them for anything new. And our sponsors today are naturenova.ca. So thank you so much, Naturenova. Naturenova, their programs for children's camps, high schools, and if you're interested to know about nature, contact John at naturenova.ca. And also, we're being sponsored right now. Thank you so much for Alka Total Fitness. Alka TotalFitness.com. Now, they Alka is running a program coming up on July, so check out her website, AlkaTotalFitness.com. And today is International Day. As all of you know, I love to mention what it is. What is the International Day? And believe it or not, I was actually surprised and very, very impressed to know that it's July the 7th is the International Chocolate Day. Wow, I had no idea that I think I remember seeing something like that last year, and I think this year or last year, this is when I took that week off, and we were doing reruns. So, well, there we go. July the 7th is the International Chocolate Day. So happy Chocolate Day for the ones that love to eat some chocolate. And I am a chocolate fanatic myself, so I have to be a little bit away from those things. And don't forget that this is a radio show. And if you have submitted your MP3, or if you like to submit your MP3, we will be more than happy to accommodate you to play your song. Today we have three songs, as always. We have always, we try to have a Canadian artist, so she is first. Her name is Andrea Goodman with the song Pages. Also, we have Sorrentis with a song, and Sorrentis is from New York, and he will be playing, Easy to Believe. And last but not least, another submission from the States, Lyne Taylor with the song Sugar Lake. Thank you so much, everyone, for submitting your MP3. This is great. We know that as a musician, singer, songwriter, it's a little bit difficult to have that little bit of extra exposure for your music, for your song. And we are here to support you. Oh, I think I hear my sound, music there, and that means I need to move on before we run out of time. Without further ado, I just want to make sure that if you are live right now, if you're listening, if you want to call in with questions, with a comment, our number here is 347-996-3926. Very easy, 347-996-3926. Our website is lizzyt.com, lizzyt.com, and we are on all social medias, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, and Instagram, and you name it, we are there. So if you have a question that you do not want to call in, that is okay, because you can mention it on our social media. So without further ado, this fellow, as some of you remember, the episode that happened in Vietnam. And this is a fellow that it wrote a very interesting book, and he has a cause, and I'm here to help him. So let's welcome with a warm, warm of applause to Tom Campbell.
Thank you very much, and happy Chocolate Day to you.
Isn't that amazing, Todd? I was I was amazed that there is actually such a day. Every time I search for a name, I find no way there is going to be a day today, but there is. There it is, International Chocolate
Day. Every day is a special day, but this is extra special.
That's exactly it. To me, every day is chocolate day. So let's talk about your story. Let's talk about your story, Todd. I mean, you have such a it moves us, really. And I know that you have a lot of attention from the media already with your book. So, but for the listeners that are perhaps in other parts of the world, like Australia or in England, they don't know much about you. Can you give us a little bit of background? Can you tell us about yourself?
Absolutely. So I was born in the country of Vietnam in 1973. And for those doing the math, yes, I'm going to be 42 this year. But during that time, a period of in the world, we know that the Vietnam War was going on. But in April 1975, I had ended up as an orphan in an orphanage in Saigon, which was the capital of South Vietnam. See, Vietnam was split into two, the communist north and the more democratic south. And by the age of, 1 and 1.5, I was placed into this orphanage in Saigon. And they just had too many children to take care of in these orphanages. And so they knew that the quality of life for these children would not be sufficient after the communists would take over. They knew that it was coming to an end. So they wanted to get the children out. And so many children were actually evacuated to places like Australia, France, Europe, the United States. And Canada was kind of a little bit slower to come on board because they just wanted to see what was happening. But what took place was, this mass evacuation of these war orphans around the world. But eventually Canada said that they would take these children into their country, into their families. But they had to be proven to be true orphans. They would not have any, birth families coming after them, causing custody battles or anything like that. And so the workers over in Vietnam agreed to do so. And so then that's when they decided, okay, they would put the Canadian team together. And they flew in the last weeks of April to get these children out. But about a week before they got arrived, a plane load of children and workers, about 300 children and workers, were on a Galaxy C5 plane headed for the United States. It was actually the first plane load of children leaving, called Operation Baby Lift. And they were just about 5 kilometers away from the airport, and they were experiencing technical difficulty. They had to turn that plane around, and they were about 1 kilometer away from the airport when the rear door of the plane blew off, the loading dock door, and they lost altitude very quickly, and unfortunately they crashed, and everybody on the bottom of that plane perished. There were very miraculous, there were some survivors from the top deck. People say technical difficulties, but they truly believe that it was shot out of the sky. And so these pilots and these care workers who went in to get these children knew that the same fate could be theirs, but they were willing to do so. They were willing to do that for children they had no connection to, but they, somewhere in their heart, they had great compassion for them. And so they were willing to risk their lives to get these children out.
Wow. And obviously, you were one of those orphans, and you were one of those that were saved. And as a matter of fact, you were number 32. And on that story, that's what you decided to write a book. Now, how long is this book been published? And did you get your idea out of obviously your life story? This is more a biography. But it must have been really difficult, Tom, to basically put in writing, to spill your guts to the world and tell everybody, hey, this is who I am.
It was harder than I expected. Yeah, that's right. It was harder than I expected because I've shared the story so many times, and telling them about this plane trip to Canada and being adopted by this wonderful family in Canada, in Cambridge, Ontario, and growing up in the privilege of the Western world. And I've told it so many times, but when I actually got down to writing it, and kind of reliving it. That the catharsis, I'd say, that whole reliving it and having to deal with the emotions that were buried, it took a while. So it took from 2010 to 2012 to actually write the manuscript. And then it took all of 2013 to actually edit and do the layout and some final edits before we can get to the printing. And so we finally printed it in December of 2013. So it's been quite a process, quite a journey to go through, but the reception has been amazing of this book. Mm-hmm. And now people ask, you know, why 32? Why Orphan 32? And the reason was, while we were on the plane, they numbered all of the children, and then the volunteers were also numbered. And so whenever they would come into work, they would work with the same child. And so there's a volunteer 32, and there was an orphan 32, and they would always work with the same child. So that's where the number came. And I just thought it was just a, you know, when we reunited with these adoptees, 20 to 30 years later, in 2006, people were identifying themselves by their number. I'm number 5, I'm number 6,
wow.
I'm number 32. And so it was a real marking for who they were, kind of identification. And so that's why I chose that as the title, because, yeah, people, it would be a question mark, like, what's that mean, Orphan 32? I need to pick that up. I need to learn more about what that is. And then they delve into the story. And many people say they get into it and they don't put it down. You know, they literally read it in one night because they just can't put it down.
And I can't wait to get a hold of my copy. You are listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are live today. My goodness, do I have a story for you. This is an amazing, amazing fellow with an amazing story. We are here talking to him. And if you have any questions or perhaps a concern or maybe just a comment or maybe just to say hello, maybe you know him, just give us a call. The number is 347-996-3926. We are live today, so great opportunity. Don't be shy. Or perhaps you want to just comment on our social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter. The Lizzie T Show is the website. The Lizzie T is the social media name. So what is the purpose, Tonk, for the book? I mean, I know that you have a purpose. I know that there's something more. I mean, obviously, writing this book, it was therapy. It was also a struggle. It was also putting your thought in paper and reliving it. It must have been really, really hard, as you mentioned. But I know that by reading your biography and by reading about you and seeing the interviews, there's a purpose for this book that you want
Absolutely.
To share with the world.
That's right. That's right. So, well, first of all, it was, you know, a real response to people that have heard me speak before and share my story of kind of why I work with organizations such as World Vision and Kids Alive International and are always helping children in need because I was one of them. And so people would say, this is an amazing story, Ton. Have you ever, you know, written it down? We'd love to share it with other people. And, you know, after a number of people tell you kind of that you need to do this, eventually it gets done. And so I really wanted to use the book to leverage the message of hope. It's a real message of hope. But here are these people who, you know, never gave up searching for their child. Here are these people who never gave up hope that they would get these children out of the country safely. Here's a story of just, you know, humble beginnings to, you know, what I'm being able to do today to tour and speak to groups. So there's a lot of different messages that I want the, you know, my audiences to be able to take away from. And everybody seems to come away with something different, you know. Usually it's always Kleenex and tears, but, you know, in high school, the kids just have this kind of resolve of, I want to do something great with my life, with, you know,
wow.
the older groups and community groups. It's, you know, something maybe to do with their own parents or maybe being a parent themselves that they're connecting with. There's other people who just, you know, they just want to hear a good news story. They're just tired of hearing, you know, what's on the news today of what's going on. They just love to hear something that's turned out well. And so, yeah, I'm excited to be able to be that messenger of hope and be that, you know, source of good news for people.
And that's really what it is about, because you're absolutely right. To hear a very good news story like yourself, somebody has gone through horrors in their life, and being as a young person, as a young child, being in a plane, being taken from a country that is basically coming apart in war, and now that you're here, you can share. This is a very good news story, and it is a message of hope for all of us that wants to do something. And I'm glad that you said that when you go to a high school, kids want to get involved and do something about for our
That's
fellow
right.
human
yeah.
beings.
Yeah.
World
right.
Vision, there's so many organizations out there that you can get involved, everyone. And if you want to reach now, do you have an organization of your own that you're trying to start, or you just are part of the bigger ones out there?
So I started Hope for the World Productions to help me publish the book, and there's a children's book coming out, and then to be able to do the documentary that we're producing. But really what I want to be is a signpost to other organizations that are actually doing the work on the ground, and, you know, organizations like Free the Children, World Vision, Kids Alive. I really want people to look into the community and say, what can I be doing to give back? How can I be helping children in need? How can I be helping my fellow neighbor, my, you know, fellow human? You know, as I was saying, when I'm in high schools, you know, the principals really love the message that I'm sharing with young people. It's not how we start out in life. Like, I started out
mm-hmm.
in a banana box in the back of a Hercules C-130 plane, right? It's what you do, what I call with your dash. There's a line between our 2 dates, our birth date and our expiry date, I call it. There's a line there, and that's called a dash, and it's what do we do with our time here on Earth? And I hope people will do something awesome and amazing, because that's what we're made for. We're made for a purpose, and that's to help other people. And when people can get the kind of possibility thinking into their mind, like maybe, just maybe, I can make a difference in someone else's life, they'll stop thinking about their consequences or their circumstances, and they'll start thinking about the circumstances of others and how they can help other people out of them. And that's what I want to see is this world. You know, I'm doing a conference that's called the Just Us Conference. There's no us and them anymore. We live in a global village, and sounds like you have a global village listening to you right now. You know, there's no us and them. It's just us. And so what are we going to do to make this world a better place? You're doing it right now. You're having a radio show, sharing good news stories with people. You're inspiring people through your radio show. People are able to respond, interact, and, you know, that's fantastic. I'm really applaud you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you. And this is, you are the one that actually is doing the show for me today. So you should take all the glory, because you are an amazing person. Thank you. Make sure that I'm able to share with my audience all over the world that you were talking about your organization, which is called Hope for the World. Now, is there a website? Is there an email or perhaps a 1-800 number or just something people, a fan page that people can go to, and perhaps
yes.
if they're thinking of getting involved in their own community or raising some funds, who knows? I mean, the world, as you said, it is all of us now. It is a community. And I find that there's a lot of people that have means and they wanted to identify to an organization, and maybe you are it.
Well, definitely. So we're, like you, are on all the social media. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. Most of it's under Orphan32. So look up Orphan32 on Facebook, on Twitter. Hope for the World Productions is so new that we are just building the website right now. So I'm just encouraging people to go to orphan32.com right now. But once we have our new, our website up, it's really going to be a source for people to contact me, to bring me into speed, to inspire. You know, I want organizations like World Vision and other organizations to bring me in to inspire their people,
mm-hmm.
to help them. Because I don't want to be an organization to myself. I, as I say, I really want to be a signpost pointing to the great work that's being done out there. Why do the work if it's already being done by others? I just want others to recognize and align themselves with, you know, these people that are doing amazing work on the ground. You know, I've had the chance to go to Haiti with World Vision. I've had a chance to go to Peru with Kids Live, and you see the difference that they're making in the kids' lives by educating them, by providing clean water, by providing hospital care within their own communities, so they're not traveling hours and hours, right? This is life-saving, you know, means for the community, things that we take here in the West for granted. It's a world, a whole new world for them when they have a school right in their own community, when they have a well that they don't have to wait for hours to walk to, all of these type of things. And, you know, I know with the beginnings that I had in Vietnam, I went to the orphanage that I came out of, and I saw the surroundings that I could have been brought up in, and I'm very grateful. It just makes me grateful every single day for what I have here in Canada. And I was in Ottawa for Canada Day as well, and celebrating
hundreds
of thousands of people on the hill and hearing the Prime Minister speak. But, you know, we live in, I think, the greatest nation in the world, but that behooves us to then reach out and help others and be able to be that catalyst of help to our neighboring nations.
And we could have actually passed each other. Now, everyone, the website is orphan32.com. I will have it on my social media right underneath the radio button where the interview is being done right now. This is recorded, by the way, so if you just have just tuned in and you're wondering who this Lizzie has today, if you didn't have the chance to go into my social media and see, I always like to put a picture of myself and my guest, so there it is. The number to call again, if you are still, we still have a little bit of time, is 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. You can ask a question to myself, or you can ask a question to my amazing guest, and he's been doing a lot of work. And it's funny because I was going to ask him, what inspires you, Tong? And I think you probably just answered it, because you say that by seeing the work that is being done by organizations like the World Vision and many others, that what is inspired, or do you have another source of inspiration? I mean, it is very hard for somebody who's gone through a traumatic experience or trials in their life to actually be inspired. You could have done anything in the world. You could have just said, well, I'm one of those orphans, so what? You could have had a totally different life, but here you are, not only motivating yourself, doing something with your life, you're actually helping others, and that is beautiful. That is amazing.
I would have to say that my inspiration in life came obviously from my family, the Campbells, you know, Reverend William Campbell and his wife Maureen. These are people who, if you want to call it by the world standards, gave up a very, very good lifestyle to pursue helping others. And but that's what their heart was led to, is to be able to give out. And so I just saw my parents be those people, and I just wanted to, you know, exemplify and continue on with what they have been doing. Unfortunately, I lost my mom in 2000, and we just recently lost my father in March of this year. But, you know, I think the legacy is within their children, because if you see what each of their kids are doing and being able to kind of help within their community, we're carrying that legacy on. But I just also believe that they really instilled in me that my life was not my own, you know. My life was meant to serve others, and that's the best way of doing leadership, is to be a servant for other people. And so, you know, it's being able to share that not the handouts, but the hand-ups with other people, and being able to do that. And so I applaud the schools that are getting involved with social justice causes and really rallying their youth to, you know, get involved in their communities immediately right around them. But also some of them are going abroad and you know, either they're studying or they're actually doing, trips to help out in hurricanes or earthquakes. They are wanting to, kids, they have their games and they have their entertainment, yes, for sure. But kids today, I really do believe that they want that hands-on experience. They don't want to just send money and support. They actually want to be there doing it alongside of, the people within that country. And that excites me that, you know, these are youth that want to get involved. And it's just being able to show them where and how to make that happen.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today. Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Now is your time. good makes it all right.
Producer of the Lizzie T radio show, and we had to play our songs right in the middle of the interview. I love when we have some technical difficulty because that means that we have an awesome job. A lot of people are trying to log in and listen live, and but you haven't called in, so I don't know what's going on with you guys today. We still have our guest on the other line, and well, I have a couple more questions before we wrap up, and one of the questions was, I know that you had a reunion. You went back, and you had a reunion with the group, and if I'm not mistaken, maybe you can talk about that, with the family that the family that was not your true parents. I know that you went back and then you had a reunion. How was that? How did that feel going back after so many years and seeing, I mean, you talked about the orphanage and all that, but that reunion with all the orphan, that must have been something.
It was amazing. So we were able to gather about 40 of the 57 adoptees that flew on our plane that arrived in Toronto. There was another plane that arrived in Montreal, but our group that came to Toronto, we were able to gather about 40 of them in 2006. Phenomenal time meeting all of their families. We had about 250 people in Burlington, you know, at the Oakville Conference Center, and it was just amazing. Like, it was like siblings coming back together after so many years. But what happened is that story went, you know, around the world in the media of these adoptees coming back together after so many years apart and being divided in Canada, and it made the news
actually,
in Vietnam.
Do you actually speak
Sorry?
The language still, or
no?
Do you
I don't
remember?
Speak Vietnamese.
Do you speak?
No, because
oh, wow.
I was so young.
Oh,
we were
that's...
only two, right? Mm-hmm. So most of us have lost the language because we were so young when we came. And if you don't use it, you lose it, basically. So,
right.
You know, it's a very different language to learn. I wouldn't say difficult, but different language to learn. And it would take some time for us to be able to gain it back. But so when that story hit the news wires in Vietnam, a family connected with me because, you know, just having my name in the paper, and you know, they were trying to reach out and connect with this about this child that went missing in 1975. And I looked at the documents that came with me in you know, to Canada,
mm-hmm.
and the names matched up on the documents on my birth certificate, basically. And so I wanted some more information because it was a little bit spurious. And then he sent me a photocopy of a birth certificate, and it was an exact match to mine. And that, you know, can imagine that going, what's going on in your head. And so I said, you know, what do I do with this information? Because I was told that these documents weren't really our documents. They were just official government, you know, issued to get us out of the country. And we were supposedly proven to be true orphans to get out. And these documents were just to accompany us. And here's someone 30 years later saying they're connected to the people on, or the person on that birth certificate, but not necessarily to me. And so I, you know, I asked a few people in the Vietnamese community, and they said, well, you know, you have a great family. You have your own family now. You don't know who these people are. And I said, yeah, but I'm a parent. And if one of my children was missing, I'd want to know, you know, so what could we do to help them out? And he
mm-hmm.
said, well, you could do a paternity test. And I said, like a Montel Williams show paternity test? I'm not going on the show. And they said, no, there's labs that will do tests for shows like that. So I said, okay, if you find a lab, I'll do the test. And so my friend found Lab Express in Toronto. They came to my house in Hamilton, and we did the cheek swab, you know, like you see on CSI, and then we sent the kit over to Vietnam. Now, that was in December of 2006. January of 2007, we got the test results back, and on the bottom of the paper with all the other numbers was the number 99.999%. 99.999%.
Wow.
And so I get a call.
Incredible.
You found your father. And I said, I wasn't looking for him. So we had that chance to call him overseas and reconnect over the phone. But eventually in 2009, we were able to go back with my whole family. My adoptive father at that time was able to join us, and two translators, and we flew back and we met my birth father for the first time. My brothers that were there, unfortunately, my birth mom had passed away in 1987, so I never got to meet her. So that was disappointing. My father says that her last words to him were, "Keep looking for our Ton. Never give up. Keep looking for our baby. Never give up." And those were her last words. She died in his arms, saying those words to her. And so he was so thrilled to finally, you know, meet that, you know, request of his wife. So, very moving.
This is definitely a happy ending. Not only you are giving back to the community, Tong, not only you're helping other people, you're associating with World Vision, which is a huge organization. And I'm not advertising for everyone here. This is like Tong said, this is a community. We are one. And now yet you are even able to find your birth parents. Definitely, I see this as a divine intervention, and I am happy for you, time that you were able to
thank you.
Give us so much information in such a short period of time with some technical difficulty, but this is all good. I'm hoping that that all of you that are listening to us right now all over the world, please contact them, get in touch. Perhaps there is another person out there that might need some help as well, and through the work that Tong has done here with World Vision in the book as well, organization that he's helping, he can definitely help you. I'm not the expert. I mean, he's gone through so much and he's continuing to help the community out there. The website, again, is orphan32.com. I will have it on my social media. I will have the information. This is recorded again. I will be editing some of the cuts there so you will be able to see a nice clean version for you that are listening to us all over the world. Again, the website is Orphan32. And there is another website coming up, which is Hope for the World. I love that name. And
thank you.
For the listeners that are listening to us all over the world, Mr. Campbell, one of the things, and I know that you said you have kids of your own, and this is such a beautiful example. You are leading by example. I mean, we can tell our kids and tell we're good in the face to do things, but when we are not doing it ourselves, there is no better example than that. But how can people in the world, you have definitely are giving a very good example to your kids, as I said, how can people in the world that are listening to us right now, how can they help? How can they get involved? How can they contribute to causes like this?
Well, I think, first of all, it's a mindset, right? It's having that grateful heart for what they do have, and that's going to propel them to look outwards. And you know, it's always, you know, what I want to instill in my kids is, yes, we live in the West, and we're not to, you know, deny that or be ashamed of that, but because we live here, that behooves us to help others. And you know, in the front of my book I say, you know, this book is my legacy to you, my kids, but you are my legacy to the world. And so what I want to do is instill those values, instill those you know, messages in them so that they go out and they share that. And so that's what I want for, you know, my readers and my audience, is to really have that mindset of what can I be doing, and start looking at different organizations in their, right in their own backyard, in their own community. We have a place here in Hamilton that helps, you know, immigrants settle into the community. There's homes for, you know, street youth, or, you know, even if it is going abroad and being able to help with handing out food packets or hygiene packets, or, you know, being able to do relief work. And it's whatever people feel their passion, their heart is, being able to find the right organization that aligns with their values and, you know, what aligns with their passions as well. So, you know, obviously children are mine, and so that's why organizations like Kids Alive, like World Vision, really fit with who I am and what I want to do. But, you know, there's so many other worthy causes out there, and it's just being able to think of others and being able to do that for people. So when people do go to my, you know, website, one thing they can be doing is obviously purchasing the book, sharing the story with others, but it's also an ebook version, and you can go to Amazon.com and order it. And it's a lot easier if you're not living in Canada, to download the ebook version off of Amazon, and then being able to share the story and just say, hey, you know, I heard a really good news story, and then be able to pass that on and inspire others through that. So,
fantastic, and you're absolutely right. There's no little thing that we can do. Time right now is money, so really, volunteering your time with food banks, and right here in Canada, it's hard to believe that there is people in Canada, some of them going through some struggles, not having what to eat. And if you are able to donate some food, or if you're able to donate your time for food banks or any organization, that is actually what Mr. Campbell is trying to portray and to show others with whatever you can, however you can. It's very important to help the community and to help yourself and to help your fellow human being, and that's really what it's all about. And
there's a great event. Soy, there's a great event called
right.
Time Raiser. And, you know, that's getting people to bid their time, not their money, but bid their time to certain organizations. So another opportunity that's out there.
I didn't know that, but I'll check that out, and I'll post that also on my website. One of the things that you did touch about your book as well, where can people get it? And you just, I think you just mentioned that people can also get it on Amazon in an e-version. Is it available on Chapters or any of those places, or just by going to orphan32.com and people are able to purchase your book there as well?
That's correct, yeah. So orphan32.com, they can actually purchase like a hard copy of the book. If they wanted their e-book, they can go to BookBaby, or they can go to Goodreads, or they can go to places wherever they look for their e-books. It's likely going to be sold by those retailers. But the biggest, obviously, being Amazon.com.
Awesome. We'll have the links, everyone, for you guys to go and check it out. I want to thank you so much, Mr. Campbell, for sparing a couple of minutes of your precious time. As you said, we are time racers, and time is money. So I know you're very busy. You have a very busy schedule. You have a lot of interviews. A lot of people really wanted to talk to you because of what you've gone through, your book, your experience, and what you contribute into the world. I want to thank you for this opportunity to giving you, that you gave us here at the Liz T Radio Show, sharing your amazing story. This is amazing. Any last word?
Well, I'm more than pleased to travel. You know, I do have invitations to Australia, you know, across Canada. But if people are interested in having me come, I'm always open to being able to share the story live. And, you know, I think it just means so much to people when you're right in front of them and they can just dialogue with them. So, again, contact me at Tahnh, T-H-A-N-H, at orphan32.com, and I would be glad to dialogue about being able to come wherever they are.
Fantastic. So you heard from him. You guys in Australia, you guys in Africa, you guys in Europe and England, my huge listeners, followers in the United States, my hello friends there in Long Island. He is available for you to book him and for him to tell you his amazing story. Thank you so, so much, Mr. Campbell. This was a pleasure and a huge, huge honor to have you here at the Lindsay T. Radio Show. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for what you do, and I'll be listening to further shows.
Fantastic. Good night for now. And continuing on, everyone, we have a couple of more songs that we are able to play. And this is going to be from our wonderful, wonderful lady. She is a Canadian singer-songwriter, Andrea. And the song
I read the letter you sent. So many words wrote down. I think that maybe it's time to turn a page now. This ain't no happy ending. It's feeling more like a curse. I just want one more. Yeah.
I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show, and we're coming to the end of the show right now. We had an amazing guest, Mr. Tom Campbell. He is the author of the 32 Vietnamese that was taken from Vietnam when he was 2 years old and brought to Canada. So hopefully you're able to hear his story and you're able to comment and send us your feedback, or also definitely purchase his book. Also, we want to thank the sponsors of the show, naturenova.ca and Alka's Total Fitness, for sponsoring the show. Thank you again for the submission of Lean, Taylor, and the song Sugar Lake Sorrentis with is Easy to Believe, and Andrea Goodman. So if you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, please email us at radio@lizt.ca, radio@lizt.ca. Happy International Chocolate Day, and thank you so much for listening. I'll leave you with definitely my word of my sponsor, and we'll see you tomorrow, everyone, with another show, another fantastic guest. Bye-bye for now, and make it a fantastic, fruitful, and helpful day.
The Lizzie T Radio Show is brought to you by Alka Total Fitness, cardio kickboxing classes, nutrition and cardio kickboxing, Alka's 10 free fitness secrets, increased cardio health, better stamina and energy levels, increased muscular development and tone, better flexibility, stress relief, weight loss and weight maintenance. a helpful approach to nutrition. Cardio kickboxing classes, your way to a fun, powerful workout. Contact Alka at 34 Doncaster Avenue, hashtag 6, Thornhill, ONL3T 4S1, 416 565 4962. Book your first workout for free. alkastotalfitness.com.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show.
The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new. And now, welcome the.